Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by my new community called The Tribe for Moms. Right now, I am welcoming founding moms into my new community. If you would like to become a founding mom and find out more information, please visit www.thetribeformoms.com. Registration closes on June 1st. So visit now. This episode is brought to you by my new community called The Tribe for Moms. Right now, I am welcoming founding moms into my new community. If you would like to become a founding mom and find out more information, please visit www.thetribeformoms.com. Registration closes on June 1st, so visit now. Okay, here we go. Welcome everyone to Parenting Through the Coronavirus Pandemic. We are coming up on the end of 7 weeks here in New Jersey. And I can imagine that for some of you, patience might be in short supply. Patience is something that goes away when we are worn down and exhausted and stretched thin. And it can go down when we are in the marathon of a pandemic, of being under stay-at-home orders and having to stay home. And as I was thinking about today's presentation, I was thinking about how the answer to finding more patience is related to the answer to so many different parenting challenges. And that is self-care. Self-care is the answer to, is the path to finding more patience as a parent and just in life in general. If you're exhausted, you're not sleeping well, you're not eating properly, you're stressed to the max, how are you possibly going to be patient with your kids? And your kids might be having a hard time because their schedules are disrupted. They might be having difficulty with online schooling, or they might not like it. They miss their friends. They miss their sports and activities. They miss their routines. And it can be really, really challenging. So when they're missing all of that and they're feeling frustrated, they might be a little more quick to snap. A little more grouchy, a little more irritable, and maybe a little less patient. A little less patient with you, a little less patient with their siblings, a little less patient with their schoolwork. And when they're feeling snappy and irritable and you're already low on patience, it can be a recipe for disaster. So how do we turn this patience ship around? Well, we do so by self-care. First of all, it's important to get enough sleep. if at all possible, can you go to sleep a little earlier or sleep a little bit later? Can you take a nap in the middle of the day? Can you do any things to find ways to sleep more? I know for me, when I am sleep deprived, the whole world looks a little bit darker. It just looks a little less appealing to me. I feel a little less tolerant, and everything makes me a little more irritated than I would or than I do when I'm better rested. Eating right, that can be a challenge at any time, but particularly during this quarantine when the stuff we're used to eating may not be readily available at the store. Or we're trying to spread out how often we go shopping so that we're not exposing ourselves in the grocery store more than we have to. But I would encourage you to do as well as you can, eating in a way that is healthy and supports and honors your body. I know I have been having a few too many junk food snacks. I think I'm still kind of thinking about this like vacation. You know, you get a little looser on vacation. So I know that I have to tighten up my snacking and choose better choices when I would like a snack. So eating is another way that we can care for ourselves, eating well. And then exercise. It is vitally important, and it has been crystal clear to me during this quarantine that exercise is the single most important factor, for me at least, to stay grounded, centered, peaceful, and patient. When I have daily exercise, I am more patient with the computer when I experience tech glitches. I'm more patient with my husband. I'm more patient with my kids. I'm more patient in general. So exercise is really a critical factor for me. And I don't know if you have experienced that, but even just going outside to take a walk is a great way to get some fresh air, hopefully get some vitamin D from the sun, move your body a little bit, connect with nature. All of these things will help you to find more patience during this quarantine. And then reducing stress. What does that look like? Well, during this quarantine, I hope that you've been taking time to reevaluate all the different layers of your life, from business to personal to financial to free time, how you're spending your free time. And I hope that you're peeling back those layers and really evaluating what you want to keep in your life, what you want to remove from your life, and what you might want to add to your life. Taking some time to be quiet and still, taking some deep breaths, meditating, connecting to nature. All of these ways are ways that we can reduce stress at any time, but it's particularly beneficial during this quarantine. So I hope that you are looking at each of those areas. I call them the four pillars of health: sleep, nutrition, movement, and reducing stress. If you can hit all of those categories, you're going to find a well of patience that you didn't even know you had. So that's what I encourage you to do, and that's what I wanted to share with you today. So I hope you got some value out of it, and I'd love to hear how you are caring for you, because you can't pour from an empty cup. All right. That's it for today. I'll see you here same time tomorrow. Bye. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.